This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Musicians are not normally prone to wading into politics, but they are showing their hand more often in the current political climate. The Austin, Texas-based Band of Heathens played Saturday night at Six Strings Club in downtown Bloomington. The band had been covering Neil Young's Alabama since last year. The song is a blistering indictment of Southern racism and segregation. Vocalist and guitarist Gordy Quist says when Band of Heathens performed the song on XM Sirius Radio, they dedicated it to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Quist tells GLT's John Norton via Skype, a major reason for featuring Alabama was the resurgence of white supremacist rallies last year, including one in Charlottesville, where a woman was killed.
I've been just kind of dumbfounded by lots of things going on in politics for the last few years. That was going on at the time, and we started putting that in the set, and the response is good. I mean, it's Neil Young, it's a great song, and it's just amazing that some of the issues that he was writing about back then are still around.
Well, what kind of pushback did you get when you were playing it on XM? Because that's a different than performing it in front of a concert crowd, right?
Well, you're right, and we've gotten pushback, and we've had people walk out during concerts, and we've had some people not appreciate it. There are some of these universal, or at least I would think they should be universal, whether it be racism or sexism or sexual assault. There are some bigger issues going on right now that are not being called out, and that stuff, if someone has a problem with me calling that out or having an opinion on that, I don't really care.
Swing low, Alabama. You got the spare change. You got to feel strange. And now the moment is all that it meant. Alabama, you got shoulders.
Is this a new foray for you to be talking about and singing about political things?
I don't think it's new. I feel like it's our job to talk about humanity and the human condition, and generally the political side of things is not something we get super active in, but I just feel like it's kind of crossed a line in recent years, to where we're not just talking about Republicans and Democrats, right? Which that's not my issue. Ultimately, I love that music brings people together, and we're trying to find common ground with people, because I do feel like that's when forward progress is made, is when you find common ground and come together over something you enjoy.
So on your 2017 album, Duende, you've got the song called Road Dust Wheels, a commentary on discrimination against migrant workers. What prompted you to write that song at that time?
You know, I actually didn't write that song. My partner, Ed Jurdy, we're songwriting partners in the band. We split the lead singing duties.
And he's one of the co-founders of the band as well.
Yeah. The two of us have been in the band from the beginning. Yeah, you know, that song actually was written long before the recent immigration stuff. I mean, that song's a few years old, actually.
Right.
So it wasn't written directly in response to anything that's going on right now. But I feel like obviously sometimes that stuff comes back around and still applies. And I think the song maybe took on some new meaning in light of some of the recent stuff.
They came in boats. They came in cars. I traveled halfway across the sky, through the stars. Left their families and their homes and their loved ones all alone. And the memory of their love lingers on.
Band of Heathens is a band that fits comfortably in the Americana genre, but you know, you've got forays into country. You've got your tentacles in there a little bit as well. What I mean is that a little uncomfortable at times, because the country crowd in general, at least the stereotype, is that it can be a little more conservative, right?
So, I mean, it's not uncomfortable for me. I grew up in Texas.
What part?
I grew up outside of Houston. Well, I mean, I moved there when I was seven. I was a military kid, so I moved around a bunch as a kid. But I moved outside of Houston when I was seven. I think there's more common ground with us all as people, as Americans, than there is, like, you know, areas to have issue with or have a fight about. You know, I think that's honestly the biggest problem right now is the fact that we can't have a dialogue about these things. We can't be next to someone who thinks the opposite of us on some issue without it turning into this ridiculous situation where we can't even have a civil conversation. And that's, I think, you know, as a band, I hope that if we could change anything, I would just hope that we could change that about the current situation in our country. It's like, hey, we got to be able to talk about these things civilly, move forward, and again, like, find common ground. That's what I hope.
Gordy Quist of Band of Heathens on GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Also on that 2017 album, Crack the Code, about her obsession with technology and social media. And first of all, Gordy, this is a beautiful song musically. This is really neat.
Thanks.
A window to the world in hand.
Lyrically, it's a commentary on what I take away as lonely people trying to reinvent themselves online. And I see a lot of that even in my own family, right? See, I'm like, that's not who my sister really is, but, you know, I mean, but she's trying to reinvent herself.
Yeah, I think there's some of that. You know, we all put our best self forward online, or maybe the person we want to be. That song was coming out of a place of looking at how we maybe create different personas for ourselves online, but also just our addiction to constantly looking at the phone, checking our, you know, Instagram feed or Facebook, or kind of like always checking in and not being present.
Do you have conflicting feelings when you're on stage and you want to say, just enjoy the show? You know, you don't have to watch it through your phone.
I do. You know, on one hand, I love that people want to video it and share it online. And, you know, I mean, that's great. I don't think that anyone's doing that out of any negative place. But I also feel like all of us, and this goes for myself too, you know, it's that our constant struggle today is being present, whether you're driving and, you know, not looking at your phone, or you're at a meal with someone, or you're at a concert that you should be enjoying. Like, in all those scenarios, I think the new struggle is, in the last few years anyway, is to be present in that situation and not be looking elsewhere at the other life that exists online somewhere for yourself.
Keep your profile up to date. How you feel, what you ate. Your foolish grin, everywhere you've been. Am I who I say I am? The zeros, ones, the tools of man.
This is GLT Sound Ideas with our guest Gordy Quist of Band of Heathens. Let's go in a different direction. Let's get you talking about some of the people that you have met throughout your career. I was doing the research on you, and I see you got to do an interview backstage with Sam Bush. You've been recorded by Ray Wiley Hubbard. Who are the people that you've run into, you've had direct contact with professionally, that you just wigged out, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking with this person?
You know, I had a handful. One of the things I'll never forget, Guy Clark is one of my favorite songwriters. I opened up for him solo many, many years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and ended up getting his phone number. And then that turned into being in Nashville at the same time. And he invited me over to his house and spent an afternoon with him. Obviously, he's passed away now, but he was building guitars at the time, and just had a great, amazing afternoon with him at his house, and I had no business being there. I don't know why he invited me in. It kind of just opened my eyes to, like, I mean, to me, he's a legend in songwriting. You know, he was just so generous to me, and I was just a nobody acoustic folk singer that opened up the show for him solo. I carry that with me, you know, and just think about everyone that we get a chance to interact with. Like, if Guy Clark can be so kind to me and invite me into his house, you know, it just kind of puts things into perspective. Like, hey, there's, try to keep that in my mind. You know, sometimes at the end of a show, it's been a long night. There might be people that want to meet us and, you know, get autographs or, you know, do all that kind of thing. And I just try to keep a generous heart about that, just because I've had a lot of people be really good to me.